You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNADS.com.
The Mind Aware 281.
There's nothing quite like a Dana rant.
Say it over and over and over again because it makes me so happy to have something that rhymes.
Stop cancel clear, all my love is here. Stop cancel clear, all my power is here.
Like, oh my God, I was always told never to be selfish.
I know, exactly.
I just love it. It's just the little things, right? Hello, everyone. This is Dana Wild with the Mind Aware Show, and welcome. So I hope you all had a great weekend. You know, we're here live on Facebook recording the show, and there's some benefits to being here during the taping. You know, obviously, when we're done here, we take this podcast and we put it on iTunes in the audio-only form, but here are some of the benefits of showing up live on the Facebook page. We do the recordings every Tuesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific time. This particular show is right after a really nice holiday weekend here in the U.S., and so I hope everybody had a good long weekend. Did you do anything fun? Tell me in the comments if you're here on the Facebook page. I love that. But here are some of the benefits. When you're here live on the Facebook page, you, first of all, insider view, you get to hear the interview first. You get the opportunity to ask questions of our guests when we have guests on the show. And you get to hear first what's happening at the Mind Aware and live and in person. So it's usually happening right now. So today we're going to do a Dana Rants session, and I'm going to get right into that because I've got a really good question that somebody wrote in with. But before we do, I want to make sure that you're aware that right now my private mastermind is open for enrollment. So if you have not been part of the mastermind up until now and you want that experience of being in a small group setting with some of the top brain trainers out there, and really having a second set of eyes on your business with the mastermind, is you get time talking about what's happening in your business, and everybody else, myself included, in the small group, gives you advice on how you can change the way you think, change what you're doing, give you some ideas for how to step up, and really see yourself. You know, I think that the biggest benefit I've seen come out of the mastermind group, maybe this is true of all of us, myself included, that we don't really tend to see ourselves clearly. We don't tend to see ourselves for who we are and for all of the gifts and awesomeness that we have and that we bring. And so one of the big benefits of being part of a mastermind group is that you get the opportunity to have other people see you clearly and say, hey, wake up and look at how awesome you are, right? So if anybody's out there who's part of the mastermind group, give it a shout out in the comments because I know you know what I'm talking about, right? So if you want to learn more about the mastermind, just go to danawild.com/mastermind. Right now, at the moment of this live taping, we're open for enrollment, but we only open a couple of times a year. So hopefully you're hearing this right now and able to take advantage of that. And if not, then just get on the waiting list. So let's talk today a little bit about what a rant is, because I want to get into this question that somebody sent in. The rant that we talk about, the reason I have to redefine it or re-talk about it all the time is most of the time when people think of a rant, they think of a negative rant, right? Somebody angry, going on about something, getting on a soapbox, right? So what is a rant really? When you think about it, let's just look at the negative one. What happens with a rant is that somebody focuses on an issue and talks about it, uses words over and over and over again to amplify their feelings, right? And most often when we use the word rant, they're amplifying negative feelings. So you think about it and you talk about it more and more and more so that you're amplifying negative feelings. Well, with what we do here at the Mind Aware, we do positive rants. Why? Because we want to amplify those positive feelings. Why? Because we know that inside of our heads, each and every one of us, we have a reticular activating system. So the outside world is being sifted through this part of the brain. And what is the filter, the reticular activating system letting in? Well, it's like a little matchmaker, and it's letting in whatever you're thinking about and whatever you're talking about. That's why words are so powerful. That's why it's so important to amplify those positive feelings, amplify those positive words, just like juice up those positive feelings, right? Because now your reticular activating system is filtering the positive. It's filtering that good new story. It's filtering that good new message rather than the complaining or the negative rant. Furthermore, when you are feeling positive, you're taking positive action. You feel like working. You feel like getting out in the world. You feel like hanging out with people. You seem to do things effortlessly. You make better decisions. The creative pathways in your brain open up and you get access to good ideas. So there's so many benefits to feeling positive. And all we're doing with a positive rant is we're making it happen intentionally. Okay? And you can request your own rant, by the way. Maybe you have something that you're stuck on or you need some ideas for verbiage, you know, like you just can't seem to think about it in a new way. Well, if that's the case, then just go to danawild.com/rants. danawild.com/rants and fill out the form. And you can request a rant anytime. Now, all rants are done anonymously, but the reason we ask you your name on that form is because if you're a member of Train Your Brain U, then you go to the head of the list. And that's the case today. The person today who wrote in happens to be a member of Train Your Brain U, so they get their rants addressed first, right at the front of the list. One of the benefits of being in Train Your Brain U. Sadly, Train Your Brain U is closed for enrollment at the moment, but if you want to get on the waiting list, you can do it at danawild.com/waiting list. danawild.com/waiting list. It's a super good deal. It's like $1 a day to be a member, and you get all these benefits like training, and, you know, it's a cool space. You hang out with the coolest brain trainers around, and you go to the front of the list for rants, all sorts of benefits. So get on the waiting list if you're not already in. I know some of you who are watching today, you're in Train Your Brain U. So danawild.com/waiting list will get you there. So this person actually is in Train Your Brain U, and what she wrote a really long explanation of where she is. And I'm not going to go into all of it, but basically the highlights of it are that she gives me a detailed account of everything that's happened over her past with her business. She's had many, many businesses, and each time the business has failed or not done well. So she's got this whole very elaborate, detailed email explaining exactly what the business was and why it went under, what the business was and why it went under, what the business was and why it went under. And then she ends it, after all of that, with a statement of saying, like, how am I going to make my new business succeed, right? So, like, do you think it's possible? And what do I do? Because I'm afraid, you know, she's worried that her brain is sabotaging her. Okay. Really interesting, right? Because most of us have had some kinds of, let's just call them failures, because they feel like failures. We've had some kind of failures in the past, or we've had places where we haven't been successful, or we've tried things and they maybe haven't worked all that well. And then we start to doubt and we start to wonder, like, how are we going to be able to do it? Because we don't have that feeling of knowing what success feels like. But having said that, I would disagree with that statement in the sense that most of us have had some place where we've been successful in some way. Maybe it's not in business. Maybe it's been in something that we're particularly good at that seems effortless. Maybe we're good at developing friendships. Maybe we're good at relationships. Maybe we're good at fitness and exercise or at cooking or at a certain hobby. We're woodworkers or scrapbookers or gardeners, or we make home beer. I mean, there's some things that we've done that we've learned how to do. Most of us, if not all of us, I would venture to bet 100% of the people have had something that they're particularly good at. Okay? So it feels like sometimes when you've had a history or haven't been able to make a big go or you haven't had some big success in business, that sometimes it can feel like, well, we're never going to get it, or we're not good at this, or my brain is sabotaging me. So let me start out with this. Your brain is not sabotaging you. People who talk about your brain sabotaging you, that is just shorthand for kind of digging into fear and pain, because it's a great marketing method. You know, that's when you can dig into people's fear and pain, that's a good way to get their attention. But I promise you, your brain is not like some mugger that's standing behind a tree waiting to jump out and sabotage you. Okay, things do not just come out of the blue and you have no idea what secret hidden things you have in your brain. If something is active for you, then you are thinking about it and you are talking about it. And the ticket is, the reason we call the company The Mind Aware is the ticket is to get aware. Get aware of that underlying feeling of stress or that underlying feeling of fear. Because once you know it's there, and we all have it from time to time. You know, I've been doing this 30 years and I still almost daily catch myself with like, okay, Dana, you're too stressed right now, or you're, you know, mad at your computer. You should stand up and go do something else and get yourself on a different track, right? So we all have those moments where we're off center or we're out of alignment. The thing we get better at is catching them, and the thing we get better at is turning them around. So this person's very, very good at identifying what the problem is. The thing that she's thinking about and talking about is a worry that I have a history. Maybe I will never be successful because I have a history of not having that big of success. So we have a saying at The Mind Aware. It's a train your brain saying. And the train your brain saying is the problem is never the problem. The problem is that I keep thinking about the problem and I keep talking about the problem. And it's so useful because this is why this is a useful phrase. This is a perfect example. The problem is not that you haven't had a history of success or that you've had a history of some businesses going under. That doesn't matter. The problem is that you keep thinking about it and you keep talking about it. So much so that you wrote out of such an elaborate, detailed account of everything that's happened to you that it's way too long to read on the air because it would take up the whole show and all of us would be totally bummed out by the time it was done. So the work you have to do, the work, the play, the challenge, the opportunity for growth that you have right now is to start thinking about and talking about the current situation in a way that feels good. And this goes for everybody. Like, what are you chronically thinking about in a way that's stressful or fearful or worrisome or frustrated or overwhelmed or whatever it is? Because that's the work. That's the play. Whatever it is, how can you talk about the current situation in a way that feels good? So, current situation here is I have a history of not being successful. And I'm worried that my brain is sabotaging me and that it's going to go into the future. So now how do I shift it? Well, I have to start thinking in my own head. I can start thinking things like, okay, Dana's right. I have been thinking about this and I've been stressing about it and I've been worried about it. And I want to think differently. I want to think in my own head. I want to intentionally think different thoughts so that I feel better, because I don't feel good right now. So how can I feel better? I have a habit of thought, of thinking about this, and I'd like to change it. I'd like to shift it. I'd like to feel differently. I'm open to feeling differently. I'm willing to feel differently. I'm willing to think different thoughts. I want to get creative about this. It's been kind of a long time habit, and I can see now when she talks about that detailed explanation I give that I really have been giving it too much attention. And I'm feeling good about being busted. I'm glad to be busted on this because I don't want to keep feeding this. I don't want my reticular activating system to keep matching this up. I want to start shifting that energy and feeling better. And just like even just saying that out loud, I can start to feel that I'm shifting the way I feel about it. I want to start seeing that there's a possibility for success in the future for me. I want to think that the past does not equal the future. I want to be open to new ideas. I want to be open to success that's got my name on it. And I think that the past, I can say without a shadow of a doubt, I didn't know as much as I know now. So that's for sure. I'm learning more as I go along. And when I think that some of the accounts that I was listing were so old and so far back, I'm almost a completely different person than I was then. And I'm actually learning each time. I'm learning more and more. And I'm learning more of what I want and what I don't want. Like some of the things that I didn't have success in the past, it's because there were things that I wasn't savvy enough or old enough or mature enough to realize that I didn't even necessarily want those things. I kind of almost had to have those experiences of those things not going right so that I could get better at knowing what I want. And I can say without a shadow of a doubt that now I know more of what I want than I ever have in my whole life. Like I'm getting better and better at understanding what I want. And really, I had to have some of those experiences to figure that out. Like I had to have some of those what people would call bad experiences that actually probably weren't really that bad of experiences because now they've saved me a lot of time. I've got a whole list of things now that I know I don't want to do or that wasn't right for me. And maybe all of those experiences were leading up to what I'm doing now. Like I can totally buy the possibility that I needed to have those experiences to kind of narrow the playing field so that I could be more focused on what I'm doing now. And I certainly learned things as I went. I learned ways that I want to market my business that are fun for me, and I learned ways that I want to market my business that I don't want to market my business. So it was kind of a sifting and sorting kind of a process, and I like that idea. I like that I'm the culmination now of everything that has gone before, and that I'm smarter and I'm more savvy, and I know more what I want, and I'm more focused, and I'm less distracted because I don't have all those other things that I'm wondering what if about. I know now. And I'm certainly not the same person, so how could I possibly get the same results? Like, I'm almost a completely different person than I was 5 years ago, you know, 3 years ago. I mean, I've changed so much, and especially now that I'm brain training, things are so different. Like, I was doing so much of that on automatic pilot, I didn't even know what I was doing. I wasn't being aware. I wasn't thinking positively. I wasn't even trying. It's like I was just running around not even knowing what I'm doing, but now I know. Like I understand the power of positive thought. I understand that I can control my results by my mood. And I like the idea that I can think in my own head and that I can change how I feel and that I can get better results and I can feel like working and that I've got all of this experience and all of this history now to build on. Things are getting better and better for me, and the past is not the future. My now is completely different than anything I've lived up until now. So, of course, why wouldn't this be an even playing field? In fact, it's not even an even playing field. It's a better playing field because I've experienced all that other stuff and I've eliminated so much stuff. So really, what better position could I possibly be in than the position I'm in right now? I am ready for this. I was built for this. Everything that's led up to this in my whole life has made me stronger. It's made me better. It's made me smarter. It's made me more savvy. Like I couldn't be in a more perfect place at a more perfect time. And I am ready for this right now. Okay. So that is a rant. That's a rant. So we're going to take just a real quick break here. And when I come back, I'm going to talk with you just a little bit more about the mechanics of a rant so that you can do your own. We'll be right back.
What's going on with you? You seem so up all the time, and your business is on fire. What are you doing?
I started Train Your Brain U. It's the only program for entrepreneurs that addresses mindset and business growth strategies. The idea behind the program is that when you feel good, you act great, and it's awesome. You can check it out at trainyourbrainu.com, and that's trainyourbrainu, the letter U, .com.
Is it expensive? Seriously, it's like you're a whole different person.
It's only a dollar a day, and you get all the latest tools to help you stay positive and grow your business. You would love it.
Where do I go again?
TrainYourBrainU.com. That's TrainYourBrainU, the letter U, .com. Check it out today.
Hello, everyone. Dana Wild here, and welcome back to the Mind Aware Show. Today, we're doing a special Dana Rants session, and what we've been talking about really is how the past does not have to equate the future. You know, sometimes we forget that we're getting better and better and better. right? We're getting better all the time. And I want to break down just a couple of things that we did with that positive rant, because the whole game in getting better results is thinking in your own head in a more positive way, talking in a more positive way, figuring out how to talk about the current situation in a more positive way. That's the whole game. So, some of the tips you can have, the words I like to use. When you first start, use those words like, I'm open to thinking differently. I'm willing to think differently. I'm open to thinking differently. I'm willing to think differently. I'm ready to think differently. I like that I can think in my own head. Because so many of us, we want to think that our brains or our thoughts are thinking us. But the reality is it takes such a tiny bit of focus to focus on one thought, because whether you like it or not, I know nobody believes me when I say this, but you can only think one thought at a time. So when you can focus in on one thought, even if that thought is, I'm open to thinking one thought, I'm open to thinking differently, what happens is now you take an immediate shift from that tired old story you've been telling, that tired old boring negative rant, and now you start shifting it to a positive rant. So that's always a good starting point. After that, then just feel around for it. Start almost like you're a lawyer, making a case for your success, making a case for that you're thinking differently. Because no matter what topic you're on in your life, without a shadow of a doubt, you are smarter about it now, you're more savvy about it now, you're more advanced about it now than you've ever been, you're probably more relaxed, more wise, you know, you get it, you know so many things that don't work. You truly are getting better and better. So start to use that to your advantage. You're not the same person that you were a year ago or 3 years ago or 5 years ago or 10 years ago. You're completely different. So start making that your reason for success. Start using it as your reason for success. And on that note, this is going to tie in really well with the episode we did today. No matter what's happened to you in the past, whatever seems negative, instead of thinking of it as negative, start using it as your reason for success. So this person can look at her past and said, I've had so many businesses that have failed, so this next one's going to fail. Or she can look at her past and say, I've had so many businesses that have failed, so this next one's sure to be a hit. It's up to you. You get to decide. You know, if you were in Vegas and you were, whatever, spinning a wheel, the odds are that you're in your favor that the next one's going to be a success, right? So start making a case for your success. But look around and see the evidence around you as the reason you're going to be successful, all right? So other than that, I just want to remind you that you have the opportunity to feel however you want anytime in any given moment. It's up to you, because you know what? Only you can think in your head. Isn't that wonderful? I know sometimes it makes us crazy, doesn't it? But the reality is we have total control over the way we think in any given moment. And sometimes the best we can do is to have a brilliant thought like, I'm overtired and I should go take a nap, or I need something to eat because I'm crabby. And if that's the best thought we can have, then good for you that you even thought of that, right? I mean, the idea is do the best you can in any given moment. Sometimes the best we can do is just to get mad for a second at whatever it is and then shift that energy, right? But we are in control. And ideally, more and more, we're going to move ourselves from fear or worry or anger or frustration and overwhelm and stress right into hope and belief and positive expectation and knowing and bliss and appreciation. Like, allow yourself and be open, willing, ready, and able to move yourself up that emotional scale, to feel good, to do the best you can in any given moment, because it's all within your control. You can totally do it. And that is, I mean, that just makes me so happy. It's so reassuring to know that you can do it anytime, isn't it? So get out there, think those positive thoughts, start right now, because it's going to be a great day. We're going to have a great, awesome week coming ahead. Things are getting better and better. You're getting smarter and smarter, more and more savvy. Things are looking up, and you're thinking positive, and you're feeling good, and you're taking that positive action. So why not start right now? And we'll see you next time on The Mind Aware. Ready, fire, aim.
I I can do anything I want with my life and no one can stop me.
Once you shift these habits and you do it long enough, it becomes so easy and natural.
I am on a ball in outer space.
I bet you try salad tomorrow for breakfast after hearing this. Get a tattoo on your forehead that says shift your focus. It'll make it so easy.
Music comes from the space between the notes.
Bam. That's it. No truer words have been spoken. I love it.
What kind of business do you want? Do you want a brick and mortar or do you want a click and order?
I want people to practice good legal hygiene.
I'm a foodie too.